This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, including every single one of our hazardous material responders that are out there. It's a very tough job to do. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center haulers out there delivering the mail, the packages, and all that other great stuff that needs to come to your front dooryard. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And that includes our Amazon warehouse people working in the warehouse listening to us, and our Amazon drivers that are out there listening to us. Thank you very much. And we know that many of you are following us and want to follow us on Facebook, and you can do that by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Put an S in the middle of America and Captain, and guess what? That's the word. Now, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the website. Go there, check it out, find out all the great things that we have to offer, and we'd be more than happy to communicate with you. All right, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Republican Party Liberty Caucus in Manatee County, and also host of Military Matters. Find that on the internet. And, Colonel, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. And they're out there, and they're all ready to go, and they got their fatigues and their boots on, and they're sewing. They're saying, light it up, light it up. Okay, so there you go. 64 degrees and 60. Yep, 64 degrees and 65 degrees, respectfully, here in the building. All right, sir, are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Colonel, I've been talking all morning long because I just can't get away from the subject about East Palestine, Ohio, and the horrible train wreck over there that's developed into an even worse tragedy for the people that are there because of the way it's been handled. Now, you've handled a few hazardous materials in your day, right?
I didn't have to handle it, but I tell you what, me and my troops were definitely around it. I know Tulsi Gabbard talked on television about that last night, about the experience, and made the parallels between the troops and what they've suffered from decades later from Desert Shield, Desert Storm. So, yeah, I've got some part of that, and having moved around, I'm familiar with that. But, yeah, I think you've you've hit on the spot. The scary thing is all the folks that are supposed to deal with this and to help the folks that live in East Palestine, now the folks that are downriver from East Palestine, that's up from this, they've been kept just as much in the dark and prevented from doing their jobs correctly and safely as anybody else. It's astounding that, you know, here we are almost just 2 days short of 2 weeks out from the time that this occurred. It took about 4 or 5 days before they even started to do anything about what was increasingly unclear what had occurred and that it was going to be a disaster. And then the first thing they did is they started to burn off all these chemicals. And so even to this, even now, as we observe, you've got those plumes of things. And it's just incredible. And then to not have the Norfolk Southern Railroad citing the bogus reason that they're concerned for the safety, not show up to the public town hall, that's pretty astounding. And it's fake on its face, because we know that. The world was watching. The world and its cameras were there last night. The safest place on the planet for the folks from the railroad, Northern Southern Railroad, would have been to show up that town hall. Far more safer than wherever they live, in their homes and their businesses, things like that. So that was baloney, and the world knows it was baloney.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I can say it no other way than to tell you that you're absolutely right. But here's the deep concern that I have. They weren't telling anybody what was on the train for the longest time.
Yeah.
And what was on that train, nearly 1 million pounds of vinyl chloride in those cars, those tanker cars, was enough to kill a lot of people. And I use the word kill, and I mean exactly what I'm saying. Now, the EPA has confirmed that because of the leaks they had and because of the way they did it by trying to burn off the chemical, which was a failure, that many of the byproducts has entered the Ohio River Basin, which is home to some 25 million people. This has now become and will become one of the deadliest environmental emergencies in decades, and nobody so far at the federal level, even the railroad, is talking that way. And they need to tell the people how important it is that you can't, you got to avoid at all costs the water and what's going on, because if they think you've seen dead fish, they ain't seen nothing when this stuff shows up downstream. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with our colonel. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
From Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Nissan, N-I-S-S-A-N, MossNissan.com, the website. Now, we all know, those of us that follow the car dealers and whatnot, that Moss has been a growing company here in the southwestern part of Florida, Tampa Bay and on up the coast and on down the coast. Now, fact of the matter is, with a store in Crystal River, with the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, with a store, Nissan, next door to an Acura dealership that they have on Florida Avenue in Tampa, they have just added to the mix a brand new place up in Brooksville. Brand new, freshly built, paint's not even hardly dry yet. Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan store. It's right there on State Route 50, just east, maybe 100 yards, of the exit ramp for State Route 50, off the Suncoast Expressway. Easy to find. Now, they have two things going for you that every veteran and every first responder and every church pastor should be paying close attention to. Number one is the You Serve, You Save discount. What that means is that program affords veterans, active duty military, first responders, which are firefighters, EMS, police officers, and church pastors, too, all get great deals afforded to you for your service to the community. Now, when you get your vehicle new or certified pre-owned, you wind up with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle.
Tremendous deals right there. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, their goal is to be whatever it takes to be the best car dealer in the nation. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
And good morning, Captain.
Now, we need to slide out of our situation there with East Palestine, Ohio, and it's not going to get any better. They went about that all wrong. People can argue about that till the cows come home, so to speak. But I think you and I, based on what you know and based on what I know and what I've been through and what I've had to do, they did not follow the protocol. They just didn't.
Yeah, indisputably. You're all right.
So, sir, now we deal with our space game, or whatever you want to call it, with the balloons over here and maybe a drone over there and maybe an unidentified object over here and who the hell knows what else is going on. But we got this situation that nobody really wants to say much of anything. And when is Joe Biden going to chime in and say something?
Yeah, on anything of importance. I mean, when we do hear from them, I mean, to include the State of the Union address, which should have been an opportunity and seized to talk about the things that Americans most need to hear about right now, and somehow it escaped it. It was a nothing muffin, for sure. And so, of course, the little asides and a little passing deflections that the administration have done nothing to really get the things that got our attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are right. And unfortunately, a lot of nothingness went out that day. And a lot of what did go out was just an outright lie after lie after lie. And I don't know if the guy doesn't think that we can't verify and check and see what's going on there, but a simple fact check totals that.
Yeah, genuine fact checking of the real facts, not the folks that are paid to substantiate the lies. But you're right. That's astounding. But, hey, that's what America's Third Watch and, the Captain's Army are all about, is keeping up with this thing to keep things honest, not just this administration, but everywhere.
Well, the other thing is James Clapper has done an about face, and I guess he's found religion. He's backtracking on a letter that he signed along with 50 other U.S. intelligence officials about Hunter Biden's laptop, but I'm afraid it's too little, too late.
Oh, far and away. And for a really smart guy like that, surely he knows that. You can't do that. It's kind of like it would be like a jailhouse confession or something like that to another murder that you committed one time. No, it's too late. We're too deep into this. And I don't know what he was thinking at the time. I don't know what he's thinking now, what kind of damage control personally. It's just, the whole thing with that business about the laptop across the board was just astounding. And the more that all Americans are being revealed, some of the underpinnings of that, the more astounded we are. So I'm sorry, the guys of Clapper and our intelligence officials at that time, and some of them whom are still serving, hopefully will come to held account, or at least the truth will be fully be known, and they will be made to look like not just the fools, but frankly, some of the criminal behavior that was conducted on behalf of keeping this from being known to the American people.
Well, we now know that California's population has dropped by more than 500,000 during the past 2 years alone after the COVID-19 pandemic began, according to the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, and we here in the state of Florida have been the recipients of many of them, not just from California, but other places. But I read where since Governor DeSantis has been governor, we've increased our population here by about half a million in the state of Florida, and a fair percentage of those have been some Californians, but also from the Northeast as well. And, of course, Texas has been the recipient of many of those folks that can't run fast enough to lead California. And I see nothing that Newsom and the crew or the local state of city officials in San Francisco, Los Angeles, et cetera, are doing that are going to stem the tide of people that can't get away fast enough.
Hmm. Now, in South Dakota, the governor there, Kristi Noem, is testing a Stop China Now issue for the GOP in 2024. What she's doing and the resources that she's putting forth is to try to get people to just stop buying things from China, start buying American. The amount of money that we spend on Chinese stuff is just absolutely astronomical. The numbers in the hundreds of trillions of dollars.
It is interesting. And, I heard Mark Levin on TV went off last night talking about increasing the amount of money spent on the military, our GDP and all that. But I tell you what, when you peel the onion, you look at what you're talking about the incredible amount of American dollars from you and me and all Americans that are going to fund the Chinese Communist Party, because that's exactly what it's doing. It's astounding. And so those are things that we could impact if we had the courage and the bravery to do it right away, much better than we can by increasing our national debt by just saying, okay, today we just need to increase our military spending by X amount. Yeah, that time will come, but the time now is to do the immediate economic impact we need to do because – hey, the office managing budget just says over the next 10 years, we're going to increase the national debt by another $15 trillion. You can't make substantial increases in the GDP to do what we need to do to have peace through strength if we don't start talking. And the guys like Levin and all that need to not ignore that thing that's hitting us in the face that you're revealing right now is the amount of dollars that are going to fund the Chinese Communist Party economically. Economically, and diplomatically. We don't need to be fighting the wars, and fighting the war for Zelensky in Ukraine is not going to help us to defeat what the Chinese Communist Party is doing. We need to do what we need to do right here and not be blind to it.
Well, we're fighting a different kind of war. We've got Donald Trump fighting with Nikki Haley. He came out yesterday and said that she just was wrong on Medicare and on Social Security with the ideas that she had.
Yeah, and well, this is just a start. She's the first to officially announce that she's going to challenge President Trump for the GOP nomination. What you talked about with the other gal, Kristi Noem, is something that was probably be kind of supportive of a Nikki Haley run, but it's going to be very interesting. I predict we're going to have anywhere from 8 to 12 folks challenge President 45 for the GOP nomination.
Right. Okay, well, Colonel, we got to let you go. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Have a great day, Captain.
All right. That's retired Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Check him out, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The only thing on President Biden's agenda today is hosting a screening of the movie Till. That will take place in the East Room at 5 p.m. Eastern. The Justice Department has stepped up work in recent months on drafting a potential antitrust complaint against Apple Incorporated. The investigation into whether Apple has a monopoly power that it abuses began in 2019 when enforcers have escalated their efforts in recent months, with more litigators now assigned to the case and new requests for documents and consultations with companies are moving ahead. Six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan is celebrating his 60th birthday tomorrow. Jordan is celebrating by making a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The thankful organization says it's the largest donation ever received from an individual in the organization's 43-year history. Today is National Punchkey Day, known as a dessert indulged around Lent. It isn't just about the pastry. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Matt Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richie, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain. All righty, telling the captain says she's right. Moss Nissan, one of my favorite places in the world to go to, and we'll be up there doing some things with them in the not too distant future. Now, emails and documents are now revealing a tangled web of the Pentagon's connections surrounding defense contracts, and. Just when you thought things couldn't get any better, this comes along. You know, I'd like to tell you with certainty that the Biden troubles and the Biden group family, crime family, as some people call them, is in big trouble, and their days are numbered, they're going to get caught, and that's going to be that. I'd like to say that and know that it's going to happen. But unfortunately, we're dealing with a judiciary and an attorney general that just isn't going to do anything to prosecute anybody in the Biden crime family unless it's literally handed to them on a plate and they can't change things.
Now, it's fair to assume that with the Navy drilling in the South China Sea, as Beijing is justifying blinding the Philadelphia sailors with a laser the other night, remember we heard about that, that we've got problems elsewhere too. Now, the U.S. military is saying that significant debris has been retrieved from the Chinese spy balloon. They've got it cataloged and they're starting to look at it. Australia, of course, is finding Chinese-made surveillance cameras, and they're ripping them off the walls and wherever they're hidden inside politicians' offices there in Australia. Isn't that nice? And then there's President Xi telling the Iranian president that China will, in fact, push for the return of the nuclear deal. Well, of course they will. Why shouldn't they? They can sell them what they need, and they'll have a bomb, and they'll be back on the map. Now, the intercept of the Russian spy plane the other day, Russian plane flew right up along the edge of the NATO airspace and was immediately entertained by some F-35 fighter jets. And they reminded them that they had to leave, turn around and go back home. Well, they did. They turned around and they went back home. So I guess that took care of that, right? Maybe. Till the next time. Maybe. So we'll see what happens and how that works out for everybody. Because right now, it's just like throwing your hand up in the air and wondering which way the wind's going to blow. That's the way it appears. Now, some of the other things going on today in the news. Of course, Microsoft, we're finding out more about them, high-tech company. This is why people are going after the high-tech companies. Social panic over disinformation reached a new low last week as an expose in the Washington Examiner revealed that Microsoft had blocked advertisers from sponsoring hundreds of conservative websites based on secret blacklists created by a company that calls itself Global Disinformation Index. Now, without any data, and indeed without any attempt at engagement, GDI smeared hundreds of conservative sites and writers and attempted to put them totally out of business. Now, included in those blacklists were most of Salem Media sites. Town Hall was rated reprehensible and offensive, while others such as Hot Air got tagged as false and misleading without any evidence of any kind. Most hilariously, GDI's public report hailed BuzzFeed as one of the most reliable sources ever after its publication of the outright disinformation in the Steele dossier, while rating the Libertarian Reason magazine one of the highest risks of disinformation. Now, Microsoft has repeated rapidly from GDI and after this expose. They had not done this before the McCarthyist tactic that exposed it for what it was, an attempt to deplatform conservatives and punish those dissenters that needed to be punished. So what are we going to do? Well, telling the truth never hurts. But the way these people are wired, the media elite, of course, turning on Russiagate and the covers they've been getting, the way things are turning right now, people are starting to wake up a little bit. And the Secret Service, once again, has been caught flat-footed. Because according to Judicial Watch, maybe we were asked for a favor, the Secret Service said, accused of a cover-up over its alleged involvement in the police probe where Hunter Biden's lover, Hallie, dropped his handgun in the trash can near a school in 2018. Now, we don't know what Hunter was doing with the gun. Obviously, he was concerned for his own safety. Somewhere along that line, I would say that would be what we've been hearing. But to have his girlfriend dump the gun because he didn't want to get caught with it, because he was in an area where he would go to jail for a year. And it's a wonder that the girlfriend didn't go to jail for a year, but she didn't. So it's who you know, I guess. Now, the Judicial Watch people have sued the Health and Human Services for records on pressuring big tech to censor COVID misinformation. And in addition, Judicial Watch also sued the Pentagon on the use of Marines for Biden's campaign speech attacking Americans. Remember that when he had the Marines with the darkened room and all that? Unbelievable. What's next? Stay tuned. Stay tuned. That's all I can tell you. Stay tuned. Wow. Now, when we come back from this break that we're fixing to take, I'm going to talk about Ted Cruz a little bit and what he did yesterday. I'm also going to talk about what more than three-quarters of the voters would prefer to do if they got their own way. And we'll read you a little poll that was done yesterday, which you're going to love, because of the way the questions were asked and the way they were answered. Finally got one right there, America. They finally got one right. So it's about time, that's all I can tell you. Now, the other thing that we need to think about here is what happens next with this situation with the balloon, trying to put the parts and the pieces together. And by the way, the other ones that went out over Alaska, Prudhoe Bay, and somewhere else out in there, they haven't even gotten close to figuring out where they went, what's involved. But we'll be back with more on your radio. So don't go anywhere. Going to have Jeff take us to break. And then we'll be back with more on
You Found It,
America.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank. We appreciate you, and Frank will be back on Friday with more great information. In the meantime, if you get a chance, go on over to his website, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Check it out. Check out the podcast that's there, and check out the great articles that he writes, too. He does a great job doing what he does for America, God, and country. And I'll tell you that right now. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, known as Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They've been in the same place for a number of years. Everybody knows where they're at down there, right at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the local area. Now, you can stop by and see them in the store, or you can give them a call, set up an appointment for service by calling them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Now, you can get an appointment for your service or stop by the store, as I said. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, the phone number again, 941 922-2345, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save you some money. Get yourself something that you really appreciate. Okay. From Disney to the NFL, a growing number of U.S. businesses are becoming public political activists. But that's not what most consumers who vote want, according to a new national survey. Now, this poll of 1,092 likely general election workers was conducted on February the 2nd through 5th by the Trafalgar Group on behalf of the Convention of States, that's the COS, and it asks the following question. Now, the question it asked was, would you be more or less likely to do business with a company that stayed politically neutral and tolerated viewpoints of employees and customers across the board? Now, we got some interesting answers here. Because more than three-quarters, or 78.8%, of U.S. voters said they'd be at least somewhat more likely to do business with a politically neutral company, including 58.9% who said they'd be very much more likely to do so. Now, regardless of whether they were Democrats, 76.9%, or Republicans, 82.3%, or independents, 77.1%. More than three out of every four voters said that they would rather do business with an apolitical company that's tolerant of all viewpoints. Likewise, over half of the Democrats, 54.8%, Republicans, 86.4%, and independents, 55.2%, said that they would much more be likely to do business with a company that sticks to its job and stays out of politics. Interesting stuff there. Interesting stuff there. Now, Mark Meckler, who is the Convention of States president, said in a statement after announcing the results of the poll that businesses that are hell-bent on continuing down the ESG path are going to continue to suffer in this tough and challenging economy. Businesses that stay out of politics, focus on serving their customers, and on the other hand, will thrive. So instead of wondering how many diversity and unknown officers will have to be had for the environment, the work environment, whether or not they should be worried about how they are intentionally alienating a broader group of Americans who will just ask them to shop somewhere else. Now, when you think about it, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? I've heard it before, and so have you. Now, Americans spent more money in 2022 buying imports from a country governed by a genocidal communist regime than they spent on imports from any other nation on earth. Specifically, the U.S. imports from China last year equaled $536 trillion. And it will succeed the data published by the Census Bureau for China for at least 1 year. That's astounding. Absolutely astounding. It's probably going to be more than that. Now, that was more than $534 trillion that Americans spent on imports. Let's see here. Let me make sure I got the right number here. Yep, I do. So isn't that something? And while Americans were buying those $536 trillion in imports from Communist China, Communist China was buying only 153,837,000. Big Brother is not going to try to help us out, is he? Unreal. Well, you shouldn't be expecting anything else. It just isn't going to happen. By the way, don't forget that our friends over there in the Middle East, fighting is continuing. The first handout of weapons was, they were gone in a few minutes because we do supply weapons over there for our friends, our allies. We have for quite a while. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but Kamala says that the Chinese spy balloon episode should not impact relations with China. She went out there and started counting people. Good versus bad, evil versus not so evil. And she was surprised when she found out that the numbers were almost 2-1 in favor of the Republicans the day she did this. Unreal. But you go, girl. We know that you're going to do something wrong. So you go, girl. You get it done. Now, we're coming in on the close of today's show. And I want to mention to everybody that, as is always the case, it's been a busy week. We've had a lot of fun. And tomorrow on the show, we're going to wrap things up with our usual cast of Friday characters. Frank Silvato's going to have some interesting things to talk about tomorrow, because he's been on a roll lately, as you know, those of you that follow him. But he's been on a roll lately, and there's plenty of stuff to talk about when it comes to China. Because every time you turn around, something else happens. I don't know if they're planning it that way or not or whatever. But we will let you know and keep you well informed on the hazmat train over on the Illinois-Pennsylvania border. And we also will keep you informed about the weather, which today is going to get pretty rough, it looks like. The western part of Tennessee, the western part of Kentucky, the northern part of Mississippi, a lot of the northern part of Louisiana, and most of Arkansas are going to get some really rough weather today. So you guys and you gals, you take care. Have a great morning, a great day, great afternoon. And I'll be out and about today. You might see me in your travels. But in the meantime, it's all about America here. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.